Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Ruben. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Mr. Ruben, this is Abdul Ghanem. How you doing, Ruben?
Oh, hi, Abdul. Hi, Abdul. Good morning. Doing great. Doing great. I was about to call you back. I noticed you were calling in. I was in a call right now.
Yeah, Mr. Paul yesterday. That's why.
Yeah. No worries. No worries. Let me just go ahead and check.
I think my ads are paused, Ruben. This is not good, man. We have to keep it moving.
They paused them. Let's see. Yeah, because I did get word from management. We did get that 15% approved, right? Starting this next, let's say, invoice, this next payment. Oh, so the only, let's say, requirement that they ask is that we have at least that minimum $2,000 monthly.
Spend monthly. Uh-huh. Yes.
Correct, correct. So as long as we do that, we can keep that 15%, right? So
okay, so right now if I pay $1,000 today, 15% will be deducted. And then I paid $500 like last week on the first, I think, right? And then I will pay the rest on like in a week. I will keep adding to the budget. I will make sure it's always above $2,000. But as of today, I got the card number ready to charge $1,000 today. You guys take credit cards, right?
Yeah, we can do credit cards. Let's see. Well, I see the ad enabled. Well, so I'm not sure who told you it was paused. Let me see.
So I didn't get no calls yesterday or today.
No, yesterday it was open. Yesterday was live. I think they paused it by the end of the day, right? Because he spent $51 yesterday. Last time it was shown is between 7 and 8 o'clock. That's when they probably paused it. I see it is paused actually. That's my mistake. Oh yeah, let's go ahead and turn them back on. Let's see. So I have is this card gonna be a Visa, a MasterCard? What would it be?
It's a Visa. It's a Visa
card. Okay. May I have the new card number?
Yeah, 4447.
Mm-hmm.
9625.
Okay.
4529.
Mm-hmm.
2942.
Let me just run that back really quickly. 4447 9625 4529 2942.
Yes, 42.
Yep. 42. Uh-huh. Okay. May I have the expiration date, please?
11/26.
The 3 digits on the back of the card. What would that be?
279. 45459, the same as the company address, 30 Bright Street.
Perfect, got it here. Alrighty, let me just go ahead and make the adjustments. Yeah, because the 500, you added them on the 30th, actually. So you added them last Monday.
Okay, no problem. We'll be adding another 1,000 on the 20th, maybe 25th. The one right before this one done.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's not a problem. Are we going to keep the service areas as they are? What do you want to do with the service areas?
Ruben, I have no idea. Should we just push on radius or what? Because we can get any call, like, from anywhere. You know, like, right now, it's like we're offering a product. It's like we do offer a service, but we can dispatch it from anywhere. So the location, it's not something we, like it's not like we're not tied up in any location. You know, we could do it anywhere, everywhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's not gonna stop you, let's say.
So any call we get, we will dispatch it.
Okay.
I got the system to where, like, we can dispatch from anywhere.
No, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. I mean, what I would recommend, honestly, is first evaluate how it evolves or how it works with these adjustments that we're making on the service pages. I know that we're making the phone number a lot more visible on each service page, adding the contact form at the top of every service page, because we're getting not that big of a percentage of impression share, right? The impression share, like you, as you know, is how many, what is your share of the time that you it was shown, right? So for example, let's say yesterday in the Dayton campaign, the ad was shown 134 times. That was 13% of the total searches, right? So as you can imagine, there's a lot more searches where we didn't come up. We spent $30 yesterday, right, with those impressions. In Columbus, it showed up 120 times. Now, in Columbus, that's less than 10% of the impressions. So, in Columbus, there's a lot more searches. So, but in Columbus, the budget we spent $20 yesterday. Right? So, it isn't like it's spending too much. It's almost up to that $30 limit. But we're hitting less of an impression share in Columbus. See, for example, on Sunday, in Dayton, the ad showed up 143 times. That was 23% of the searches that they made. In Columbus, it showed up 58 times. That was 10.6%. When Columbus spent 21, and Dayton, we spent 35. So more than moving the radius, I would move the daily budget, at least in Columbus, which is where there's more searches, maybe increase the daily budget there a little bit.
Okay. Because I do get calls, to be honest with you, from both, okay? But I think it's weird. It's weird. I cannot even like tell you which one better. But I do get calls from both. But recently, mm-hmm. like yesterday, zero call, like zero. You know, we spent $50-$60. I haven't even, the phone didn't even ring once. So right. That's why I thought the ads were paused.
No, yesterday they were live. Fact of the matter is though that, you know, like I'm pretty sure you noticed. Right, when you first set up the budget, you know, there's a lot more traffic, right? And that is attributed to the fact that the budget available does have an influence on the exposure that they give, right? If they're not wary, let's say, of overspending a little bit because you still have a budget there that, you know, can compensate, you're not gonna run out quickly. You know, Google, if the ad is performing, It lets it go a little more, right?
So yeah, that's why I did not want it to stop. That's why I did not want it to stop. So now you gonna put 850 towards that, right?
Yes, sir. Mhm.
Okay.
850 towards the ad.
Because since we provide the online service, it can be as big as possible. So let's do. Let me try this for the next 2 weeks, just to see how much I can get out of it. You know, I'm just trying to test something. So the 850, but please right now, like run the ad right now and then we talk. That, is it running?
I'm going to charge.
Because I got people on the clock. Yeah, charge the card first. Charge the card on the clock.
First. Okay. So that payment was taken successfully. I'm going to turn the ad on. Just give me a moment, okay?
Okay.
Just one moment.
Okay, do you get the bank account on there too or no?
Let me see. One moment, please. turn them on right now as we speak. We're just going to wait for confirmation on that, okay?
Okay.
One more minute if they'll okay. I'm just turning that on right now.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm, no problem. Okay, it's now enabled. They've both been enabled, Abdul.
Okay, thank you. So now we got the 850 will be like about 14 days.
Yes, 14 days.
On the same budget. Uh-huh. But do you think increasing the mileage will make the ad perform better, or like we get more calls or no?
Increasing the mileage?
Yeah, like 50, 60 miles.
We could try it. I mean, to be honest, it's usually what we think about this type of ads, you know, the ads, we use them to help you rank organically as well, right? Now, since we're not really working organically, you know, we're not working with the Google Business Profile, we're working mostly with the ad. I don't see it as detrimental. If you just increase the radius, as long as you can dispatch, right? I mean, that's the main thing.
Yeah, we can dispatch from anywhere. Yeah, anywhere. At first, I used to dispatch only on Dayton because I got service providers locked in. But right now, we can always call any service provider in that zip code. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I do. Would you like me to do 60 miles per campaign, or how far out?
Yeah, 60 miles per campaign, yes.
6 months per campaign. And we're keeping the same $60 budget, right? 30 each.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Sounds good. So that way, like I said, it's good for about 2 weeks, right? So I'll be reaching out, you know, before then. Of course, we'll continue to talk. We'll continue to optimize here. But we have a good budget so you can see exactly how it performs with some money on, you know, available there for Google.
So today will be counted. So you got from Tuesday to 14 days. So this is supposed to be till the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
To be valid till the 20th or till when?
Yeah, it's supposed to be valid till the 21st. But, you know, since it fluctuates, it is an average at the end of the day that they look at.
Yeah, we can talk on the 18th, 19th.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just to play it safe, right on the 17th before
17th, that 17th, weekend. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good, Ruben. Is there any cleanup we need to do?
Look at the searches here. See what we found. Trucking near me. Cheap towing, roadside assistance, car service near me. Just give me a moment. Okay, here's one. Mm-hmm. For example, I see on the Columbus campaign, there's one that came up. It says AAA insurance roadside assistance number. Well, that search itself, that combination, I just added as a negative keyword. But mostly it's the regular searches. I've been cleaning up some of the competitors. I see Fox Towing, for example, coming up right now. I'm removing that one. Eagle Towing. Alley Cat Towing.
Ruben, whatever, like her name, Amy, she keeps carrying my friend away from this company.
Why? What happened?
Yesterday they were on a call and she was telling him that your package is $199 and he want to start like I started, but he opened a branch of his company. He opened another branch in California, his towing company. But he got an actual towing truck. Me, I dispatched him. He got the actual company. He got one in Dayton and one in California now. So the one in California, it's new. It has no website, nothing. So if you can get him the $150 package, $149 for 3 months, and then 20% or 15% management fee, and then this guy will pay over $2,000 a month worth of ads. So for him paying 25% management fee, it's no go. He do his ads by himself.
Okay.
So he needs you guys to do it for him, but he want to get a nice deal. So the $149 for 3 months, it's cool. But she told him also there it's $199, and she told him there is a $99 application fee or whatever, or just startup fee, one-time fee.
Oh.
And a lot of fees that it don't make sense, so he was not adding up with him.
You know? Gotcha. Turned him off a little.
Yes.
Well,
and then
he
didn't the essential one.
Yeah.
Turned him away.
Yeah.
You can guarantee him, if you can guarantee him the $149 for the first 3 months, making a website for him, give him a call tracking number, you know, make his Google profile, everything. Like the same deal I had, $149 for 3 months.
So
there is no one-time payment, nothing. It's just, and then after that, it becomes hosting fee, $49. And then the ads, he will spend, he guaranteed over $1,000 every month and it will be 2,000.
Same setup you have, more or less.
Yes, but he will same thing I have. He wants the same thing I have. He don't want to pay no 25% management fee because he do the ads by himself. Yeah. So it's not worth it for him to pay for this much. You know, especially when he put 3,000. He put his daily budget is $100. I've seen that.
It's definitely a commitment, right? So that's definitely something that we can work with. It's just a matter of getting on the same page. So I'm not sure exactly how his conversation went with Amy, right? I'm going to go ahead and talk with her and talk to management, right? Let them know. I mean, it's a referral that you have. If it's a reliable customer or a real customer, that's going to invest in his business. Now we're not going to have to carry him around or try to look for him, that he's actually, you know, moving along with his business. Those are the customers that we're looking for at the end of the day, right? So I'm not sure exactly how that conversation went. I'm sorry to hear that he's being turned off, but I'll definitely talk to Amy and make sure I do my part, hopefully, so we can help him out.
Yeah, his name Omar, and from Four Seasons Towing. You should see on the calls list, or, you know.
Four Seasons Towing, okay. Yeah, yes. Okay. I definitely review that.
So for right now, everything is running good, right? The ads are running, everything is good. The budget is good for the next whatever days, till the 19th, 20th, whatever.
Yeah, for the next 2 weeks. I'll call you, like you said, on the 17th. So in 10 days, I'll be giving you a call. And we'll, of course, like we said, we can check in a week, or we could check Wednesdays as we usually do it. So we can just keep on reviewing.
Sounds good.
Be up and running. No problem. Any other questions you may have, Abdullah, as of right now?
No, just let me know. Just keep me updated when everything on the website is updated.
Okay. Yeah, I'll talk to the web developers right now, see what's going on with that.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, bro. Have a good day.
Wonderful. Likewise, Abdul, you have a good one. You take care. It's been a pleasure.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Oye, cabrón. Oh, no. Vete.